Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the walls gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm fitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all.
Okay, this is Shelly Nunchuk on the Shelly Nunchuk Show, and I'm live on the air today. Yes, I know under certain circumstances I'm live right now. It's 9:30 on the air, and I'm going to test it to make sure everything's going fine. Let's see. Get the headphones on, make sure this is all working. Okay, I am testing it right now to make sure we're all set. Let's see what this is so this can hear me. Yep. It does sound like I'm doing fine, so I am live on the air on Ninja Sunday. So I'm going to be playing a little bit of music. If anybody wants to call in, number is 347-989-1473, and I got my cat in the window, Jackie Chan Kitty. What are you doing, screaming at the birds out there? Well, anyway, let's see. What am I going to play? If I Could Fly by Tony J, playing some music of my past guests on Ninja Sunday, and I'll be back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like. Now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes. I'll take
got you till I fly back home. And telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you.
Tonight.
Go through this stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air. I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand. I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night. You look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight. I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up.
Time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl.
I'll be back and we can travel
so high.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you. You'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see we'll be free. Spread my wings.
Mama, you're everything I need. Family with me.
Yeah, let's rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up boots plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But still, let's tell, don't waste no time.
Yo, that's wicked, wicked, whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team, the girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's
word.
Pleasure, my eyes get to see you. Dimple in his place, pearly whites across her face. Body straight lace, running apple bottom waist. I probably get a drink and converse. Your body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreets, I wanna love you from the start. Wanna reach new heights, the one who is possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two, rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view. Cause baby, you a star in my eyes. I think I find the girl in my dreams. Surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you the story about this cool outcast. They call him Caterpie, the one over the track. He's a down cool brother, he count his number, and he's just getting started, getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for a dude to be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around. Cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack. Cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact, and that's word.
You
here, live on air, I think I forgot to mute my microphone with some of the songs. I had my phone down, and my cat sat on the phone, and I'm going, cat, cat, get off of it, cat, cat, cat. So Jackie Chan has this thing, well, not Jackie Chan per se, but one of my cats' name is Jackie Chan. She sits her butt down on my phone. I'm going, cat, 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 get off my phone. And you know, people just don't see what goes on because it's a radio show. And, hey, I got a caller here. Let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Can you hear me?
It's Who's this? It's Cardiac.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Cardiac. What's up?
So many things are going around. It's awesome right now.
Oh, man, you've got to tell me, because I've been playing, like, trying to get some stuff, you know, some of your music and stuff, and, you know, I just haven't heard from you in a while, and you got to be a guest on my show, but since you called in, tell me.
So we had a huge event for the Savage Joy Foundation. We raised a ton of money. It was awesome. And, like, basically I got a call, and everybody thought that it'd be a good idea for us to drop the album for charity. And I thought that's an awesome idea. You know, so basically all the proceeds for this album are all going to charity, and 100%. And every song, everything, like just everything we're doing is all going to charity for the Sarah Joy Foundation. And we're just so proud of the whole situation. Like, it's awesome. A lot of doors are opening. The whole album's funded so we can get to a lot of the red tape. Because a lot of songs that are popular right now, you know, as an artist, I'm just going to be honest, you know, a lot of things aren't copyrighted. So, like, with this whole investment going into play, it's going to be just amazing with everything copyrighted, everything in place, and basically just getting all the red tape out of the way. It's just amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you guys back home in Boston. I miss you guys so much.
Oh, my God. And I'd like to give a big shout out to Mill City Ballroom. Like, they're going to host a show for us, and we're going to just, me, Laura Lee, everybody going to do a big performance, have a big, like, black tie event, and, you know, release the album and do a couple of the cuts from the album. And, I mean, Brady from Surefire and everybody have talked. If everybody doesn't know, like, Surefire Studios up in Boston, they do amazing music, and they're basically going to help us out with the whole album thing and shoot a couple of videos. And I couldn't be proud of the whole situation.
Oh, wow. I'm so super pumped. And I was like, I do apologize because usually live on the air in the beginning, I do promos. It was like one of those crazy days where my show wasn't planned as what it was. And I usually read the promo for the Sarah Joy Foundation. It was just like, I was like, today is just one of those things that I'm trying to wing it. I was like, oh, I forgot to read about the Sarah Joy Foundation. So I'm kind of glad you actually brought that up. So you saved my butt.
Oh, and Shelly, I'd love to give you a big shout out to The Q in Colorado. They featured our music recently, and it was just an awesome big shout out for us. We were on like the 46 minute like 2 weeks ago. It was just awesome. They gave us a huge shout out in Colorado. Good feedback. Once again, we're at number one on the Reverb Nation charts. If anybody wants to check it out, it's KAHDIAK. And like I said, I mean, the buzz is crazy right now. And actually, I've taken a lot of songs down because we have to re-release it for the album. So it's really cool that we're getting this feedback. I'm pumped, you know? Like, you don't expect it just happened.
I'm so pumped. I've been playing ever since my show started. I've been playing your music, but I guess a couple of songs, Block Talk Radio, is kind of crazy. It deleted The Fighter and this other song, Battle Song. I'm going to have to get The Fighter back and play it because I was playing it. I play Unbreakable. And I thought there was another song that was in the queue from yours. I forget what it was, but I do have your Sacrifices back for y'all, which I open up the show. So if you ever have any MP3.
I'm so proud of my brother. If anybody doesn't know, Sacrifices is my brother. We're a multi-talented family, and I can't be proud of what he's doing with the Sarah Joy Foundation and everything. Like, he's the president of the foundation. Everybody, if you're not familiar with the show, everybody knows that Sarah passed away, you know, 3 years ago, and it was just crazy. And my brother just took the helm with the whole thing, and he braved through it, and big things are happening from it.
I'm so proud of you guys back home. Very, very proud.
It's big. I mean, you know, like, so many people just have given their heart and soul for this whole foundation, and you know, when you see that many people come together, family, friends, and it just, it warms your heart. It really is just a labor of love right now with us. And we're just pumping, winning along, and it's just, I mean, like I said, I lose my mind, like, just thinking about how awesome it is that everything's coming together like this.
It's just, you know, I don't know how, if I'm doing any good whatsoever, because you guys are doing all the work and stuff, and I'm just doing the promo, so, you know, I try to read the page and stuff, so I take the stuff, the promo, from the page and read what Eric has written, and I tell people this is Eric, and I try to show, so I don't know how much I'm helping, because I'm trying to, you know, direct
every
traffic there to
helps.
The page, you know, and I'm trying really hard, because I'm trying to explain that some foundations, you don't know where all the money goes, but we know where the money's going. It's actually going to the charity, and it's not something that can help cure any cancer, but it's to help out with families with terminal cancer, like a day outing, maybe some billings and stuff. So that's what this foundation is about.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm an artist, and, you know, artists hit dead ends, and, you know, everybody's struggling, artists and musicians, and shout out to guys like Jay Gagnon, they made it. But, you know, like, when you're struggling in the neighborhood and you're working and you're working towards albums, like, it's just really tough to get the word out. And, like, now with the foundation and everything there, like, I was really nervous about doing an album for the foundation, because they asked me, and I, you know, I have all these songs out there, and, like, I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is a lot of pressure, but, like, it's a refreshing pressure. Like, it's really cool. Like, you know, everything's moving in the right direction, and I just, like, I couldn't be proud of the whole situation. Like, my brother and everybody, and you, like, always giving us love and shout-outs. Like, it's huge. It's big.
And so it's such a wonderful foundation, and it's slowly growing, and, you know, it's for something that's really so beautiful, and it's so hard, because I never met Sarah, but it's someone that I know that so many people had, you know, loved her so much. She was just an angel, and from what I was getting from, and I tell people, because she was pregnant with her second son, she didn't want to receive treatment because she was afraid that her unborn son would be, you know, would be hurt. So that's why, from what I heard, and that's true, right? I'm not saying anything wrong, right?
No. She refused treatment because if the situation was, she would have lost the child if she did it. And she braved through it and had the son, beautiful little miracle. And, you know, unfortunately, she couldn't beat it. And, you know, this is basically to reach out to families that, you know, maybe we may not be able to help for all your bills or take care of everything, but just show a ray of light for the fighters out there, you know, just to give you something to just get through the struggle. You know, everybody has a different spotlight, but I feel like this is more of a family-orientated thing where, like, everybody who comes into the foundation and talks to my mom and talks to my brother and work with us, they understand it's like a real family love vibe, and we're not out to get anything out of it. And I've never felt better about it. You know, starting off in the music early, you're just motivated with money, and when something this big hits you and you're just willing to be selfless with it, everything just falls into place, and the blessings have been crazy all around.
Well, I think, I don't know, you know, someone named Mountain Man? He actually typed in the chat room. I guess he was there. He said it was a great time. So I know you can't see the chat room because you called in, but he said he had a great time at the event.
Shout out to Mountain Man. He's an awesome guy. And, like, if it wasn't for the support of people like Shelly and Mountain Man and, like, you know, South Carolina, shout out to DJ Apollo, to DJ Nieves, like, all these guys, like just playing my stuff, getting it out there, just everywhere, man. Like, it's just been crazy, like, how they're playing it in the clubs out in South Carolina and Detroit and, you know, down in Miami. And, like, to get it, to bring it back home, finally be able to do a show out here in Lowell and bring the crowd in and have the family vibe here and just do it the right way, like, it's big. I'm really excited about this show coming up.
Oh, man. I hopefully someday I'm going to get myself some wheels or, you know, and be able to attend these events. So just pray for me, because I talk about these events, but I can never get to them. And I want to see it so I can be back on my show and go, listen, this is what happened at the event. So pray for me on getting a car, because I want to show up at the events. I want to see you perform, because I know you're good. I already know that. It's like, I'm not bragging because I know
right,
you,
I'm
but,
right.
You know, it's like I enjoy your music. I really, really enjoy your music because it's very inspirational, and I tell people that have dreams when I play the song Unbreakable, you know, it's about people with dreams, and you're not, you know, nothing can break you, and I says that's what I tell people, anybody who has dreams, listen to this song Unbreakable, this is you, and keep going with your song, you know, I just can't wait for your music to come out. I am so pumped. And you give me MP3s and I'll play it. I'll play your music, no doubt.
I'm going to send them out, Shelly. I got the new cuts coming. So honestly, it's just the greatest thing is to be able to go through a struggle and have someone identify with it. And that's just like, you know, all these things were written from the heart. They weren't pretentious or any way exaggerated. It's just what I was going through. And the fact that people responded and got uplifted and, you know, like the way my music switched tracks from what I was doing before, it's night and day. And just I'm like so motivated with this whole new direction we're going in. And me and Laura Lee do a sick live show. If anybody hasn't seen us, like if you come up to see us, like we will not disappoint. It's always a good time.
Oh, man. I can't wait for your videos to come out and stuff because I'm like up in the North Pole. that's where I am right now. You know, at least it's starting to defrost, and I hope everybody's nice and warm back home.
Oh, my God. We feel like Vikings over here snowed in, but finally digging ourselves out. We're ready to spread our butterfly wings and enjoy the summertime.
Well, me too, and I just want to say thank you so much for calling in. Did you want to give any shout-outs to anyone?
Honestly, I just, like, the Sarah Joy Foundation, like, Surefire Studios. God, there's just so many people, man. Independent music movement out in Detroit always have shown me love. And like I said, DJ Apollo and the Inmigrantes out in North Carolina, South Carolina, those guys. Awesome band if you guys haven't checked those guys out. So, I mean, DJ Pucho, my bad. I'm sorry, forgot about you, brother. DJ Pucho always showing me love. And so, I mean, if you guys haven't checked out those pages, just Google DJ Pucho and you'll see all this stuff. And he always plays my stuff, sends it out to people. And, like, these guys aren't motivated by money like other DJs. Like, they genuinely do it out of love. You know, I don't have to pay these guys. I don't have to bribe anybody. Like, it's just out there. They're like, we love the music. We're going to play it.
Aww.
Which is amazing.
That's so awesome. Once again, thanks for calling home, showing some love from Boston, and I'll keep you get your music to me, and I'm definitely going to play it.
I'm sending it now, Shelly. Check your email. And actually, I'm going to give you some exclusives that no one else has.
Sweet. It's
all right, honey. Always
a
pleasure. Stay warm.
Okay. All right, I'll be listening. I'll be playing your music maybe even on the next show.
All right, honey.
All right,
you
have a good day. Love you too. Bye-bye.
You
too. Bye-bye. That was so sweet. We had some Boston love in my show on Ninja Sunday. I got to pee. Why do I got to pee? It's like... I get so pumped up and I get, oh my God, get so excited, so pumped up here. Oh boy. Okay. I'll just type it something. Yeah, Mountain Man, thanks for hanging with Ninja Sunday. I know this is unconventional that I'm doing the show a little bit earlier, but it's all good. It worked out fine. So, you know, it's kind of, I'm looking to see what the weather is like out here. It looks a little cloudy. At least it's not snowing anymore. So that's always a positive thing. Oh, boy. I'm just so pumped up. Just looking for something. Yeah, sometimes this weird thing actually happens with Blog Talk Radio. For some reason, a couple times they actually had deleted the songs from my queue. And I'm like, I couldn't think what couple of songs were missing. I'm missing The Fighter by Cardiac and Sacrifice. I'm going to have to get that downloaded again. And Battle Song by Horrors of Cordeliza. And I'm like, I don't know where they went. And just something that I'll have to redo. Plus, there's going to be more music from other guests as time goes on. And I like playing the songs. Sometimes I take a day to play all musicians and songs. So I'm looking to see. Okay, let's see. There is a caller in queue. Let me check this out here. Hello, call. You're on the air.
Shelly! It's Mountain Man.
Hi, Mountain Man. What's up?
How you doing? Long time no talk. Yeah, I just heard you had Cardiac on the line.
Yeah, I did.
You're all discombobulated, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just like, no, because it's like, it's very nice that I'm trying to, like, talk to people and communicate. You know how it goes. I'm trying to run everything. So I'm just very, very happy. People are actually calling in today because I'm typing and talking at the same time.
I hear you. It is a tough thing to do, especially when you're running all the show. It is very tough.
Yeah, but the good thing is, but it's really good because it's you know, I've been on the, as of August 1st, I'll be on the air for 3 years, and I've done over 200 shows, so I know someone that wants to help upgrade my show to a bigger show. I had him on my show. His name is Eric Lee. He doesn't consider himself a grandmaster, but I keep posting about my Facebook, and he has a show called Dragon Network. So
yeah.
I'm going to be launching with another woman who actually, her name is Joycelyn Liu, and she worked in a Jackie Chan film. She worked with Jackie Chan. So
wow.
She's in Hollywood. Can you believe that? It's like, you know, here I am loving dragons and people in the martial arts world and going to be able to do a bigger show. So I'm very, very pumped about that. But, you know, with people that, you know, like yourself and listen and support is, you know, because of the support, I'm very, very blessed that, you know, I really do feel blessed about people listening.
Yeah, I do. Every chance I get, I do listen to your show. And even if I don't listen to it that day, I can always listen to it another time because I always am able to get the shows and listen to all the shows. So it is very awesome to be able to hear all the shows that you have done. And I am very big into trying to help out myself. And I'm glad you were on board with us. And, yes, the Sarah Joy Foundation dinner was very, very, very well done this year. We did have our snafus, but we did have an awesome, awesome time. Like Cardiac said.
And I wish I could go. I mean, some of them was like, oh, just wish for me to get some wheels and maybe I'll be at one of the events someday. You know, trying to get back home to Boston, I miss, you know, even just for a visit. I haven't been back to Boston in about 4 years was the last time I visited Boston. So hopefully I'll be able to get to one of the events someday and just see everyone and give you guys all a hug.
Hey, we were looking for you this past time, and all of a sudden, we were like, oh, I don't know if she's coming or not. Because I always ask Charlie, hey, is Shelly coming this year or what? And she's like, I don't know. So, but I was asking about you.
Oh, that's very sweet. I just wish that, you know, most of the reason why is Saturdays I'm using part of a film set, or what happens is I don't have a car as of yet, so not having a car is kind of hard to get to the events because I have been invited. Not that I don't want to, when I tell people, I says I apologize because I've been invited to many events like the Sarah Joy Foundation. I just don't have a way of getting there. So
right.
Hopefully within the next year, you know, things will be changing a little bit, maybe within the next couple of months. So I'm praying anything's possible.
I just
wanted to say that I'm thankful once again that you're calling in. I do have another caller, and I'm going to take the other caller. I just want to say thank you so much, you know, for calling in and listening. And you can call in anytime.
All right, Shelly. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks, Mountain Man,
right,
for always
bye-bye.
The love and support, and you have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, boy, this is such a great day. Here we go. Call it. I'm so excited. I got to pee. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to go pee. I'm so excited here. Hello, caller. Are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
Hey,
Shelly.
Hello, Brother Bill.
Hello, Shelly.
Ah, here we go. There was something wrong with my headset, and I just ripped it off my my phone. I go on, I think one of the connections is messed up, so I was like, oh, I got Brother Bill. No wonder why I'm so excited and got to pee. You got me all excited. I'm like, yay. Can't help it. So what's going on?
Big stuff this year coming to Maine Film.
Well, you got a few minutes to talk. I'd love to hear you for about 10 or 15 minutes if you got time.
Yeah, no, sure. I got time. We got an email the other day from a company named Shadowhawk Films in the UK, and they have picked up my script called The Cloning, and they're going to fly us to Dublin, Ireland, and the UK to shoot the film within the next 18 months, I believe.
Oh, my God, I'm going to crap my pants for you. Oh, my God, no way.
Yes way. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you, bro.
Well, thank you. This has been something I've been working towards for a long, long time. The estimated budget currently minimum is 2 million euros. They've already raised 25% of that, so they've already raised real close to $500,000 to shoot the film. And as you know, independent films usually made with $5,000, you know, $10,000. I've always said, you know, give me $100,000 and see what I can do. Well, I've already got $500,000, and apparently it's guaranteed right now by the Irish Film Commission. So they were already guaranteeing that $500,000.
Oh, my gosh. So do you know when you're going to be going?
No, waiting for them to raise the rest of the money. They raised that in 4 weeks, and they're shooting for $2 million for the minimum budget. You know, anything they make over that would be awesome. But I can't even believe it. They have until, I believe, October to raise the rest of it, and they raised, you know, 25% of it in 4 weeks. So I am freaking out because finally there's going to be a film, you know, by Mainers, written by a Mainers. And it's going to be shot at an actual film studio, and they're spending real money on it. It's going to be worldwide. This is big. This is really, really big. It's called The Cloning. That's the name of the script that I sold.
Hey, can you talk for like a minute about this script? I mean, sometimes I know you can't, but is it a horror,
yep,
a thriller? Like, what type of film is it?
It's a thriller with a little bit of sci-fi, but mostly based on actual events. The sci-fi is just a little bit of a twist in it to make it more modern, I guess, but definitely based on actual events, and it is a thriller. It's a cops and robbers thriller with good guys and bad guys.
Sweet. And I gotta ask, are you in the film yourself?
They generally don't let actors act in a film that they write. I mean, sorry, they don't generally let the writers act in a film that they write. But in my particular case, they looked me up on the IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, and they said, oh, look, he's done all this stuff. Yeah, why not? So they agreed on a contract that's already signed to let me play the lead role in the film.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
No way, because that's just awesome. Awesome. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so psyched for you.
I'm so happy. Tiffany's going to be there. She's going to be, I think, either second AD, or she's definitely going to be doing editing on the film. Seth Roberts is going to be there. He's going to be script supervisor. And Kevin DeBacco and Tim Francis will also be there. Kevin's directing it, and Tim is assistant directing, you know, from DeBacco Films. And Kevin's the one that shopped the script over to them, and they wanted it so badly they agreed to let all of us do our thing. So we're very, very excited. Within the next year and a half is the estimated goal to get over there and shoot it. I'll know more as they tell me, but as you know, it all starts with raising the funds, and they are well on their way to raising those funds. The funds that they've already raised are guaranteed, so I'm pretty stoked.
I'm stoked for you, too, because I know how hardworking you are. And it's like, see, since I know you're one of my bros, right, on film, like on film sets and stuff like that, I've known you for quite a few years now, and I've known that you're working your way off, and you rarely work your butt off. You know, I do see that. What people don't understand about independent films, the people, they have to get the money out of their own pocket sometimes, and you work, and then sometimes, you know, you're up to like 1 or 2 in the morning doing these films, and you've had films in the theater.
you know, I've yet to see one of the films in the theater, so I will make it to that someday. But actually, I did Scooter Magruder. I did.
Yes, saw Scooter. Yeah, Scooter was a 1 week run. Whereas we did much better with How to Kill a Zombie. We actually had a limited East Coast run with it at Flagship Cinemas, and that's the biggest thing that I've done so far as independent film. It's very difficult to get an independent film in a limited theater run, you know, on the East Coast. So we hit that one. Now it's time to hit a new one.
Sweet. I'm so excited. I am so pumped for you. And you've got to be on the show again, because I love hearing, you know, as you've been progressing, and I've had it, you know, I'm capturing history. Our brother, Bill Freytrick McFreight. What's the name of your nickname? I'm tongue-tied here. Your Facebook page, what do you have on there?
I got a nickname given to me by an actor, and it stuck. They call me Bill Freytrain McLean. Because it rhymes.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. It's kind of making me tongue-tied, but
they only call me Freight Train now, I guess. I go on set, you know, I show up on somebody's set to help out or to act or whatever, and inevitably someone screams, Freight Train.
I'm still going to call you bro. I still have
That's
to call
fine.
You that. And it's like, you know, we have this ultimate, you know, no one can do it, a sack of potatoes pitches. Love doing it with you.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care if you're like 100, you're still going to be throwing me over your shoulders and carrying me around like a sack of potatoes. That's what you do for your little sister.
there's a point in time where I'll get too old and feeble, you'll have to throw me over your shoulder.
I bet you like that, bro. I don't know, you're doing pretty good, you know. It's just like they say, age is a state of mind, and I'm thinking, I think you're doing pretty well. You know, you're just a little tiny bit older than me, so I think you're holding together pretty well from what I know.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, as soon as I get the back surgery taken care of this summer, I'll be in good shape.
Man, you're really going to be part like Bionic Man, aren't you? It's going to be the way that they're coming. It's like you're going to be the new Lee Majors, and I swear you should do a parody of stuff that, you know, you poor guy, you know, you survived so many things. And I'm like, yeah.
I'll be the $6.29 man.
I think it's a little bit more than that. So, bro, I got to have you on my set in the future, but if you want to give a shout out to where people can find you, your website and your Facebook page and everything, so they can look you up, and if you can rent any of your films or anything, I want you to let people know.
Well, yeah, sure. Feel free to look me up and friend me, talk to me, whatever, on Facebook. The name to look for is Bill Freight Train McLean. Punch it in. I guarantee I'm the only one. Feel free to friend me, talk to me, message me, whatever. I always have links on that page. I have ton of set pictures going up this week. Never before seen behind the scene set photos from several different movies that I've done over the last few years. I posted a bunch yesterday. I'm posting a bunch more today or this afternoon. You can go to www.freighttrainfilms.com for our website, which will be updated this month to see some of our future films coming in. I was just told yesterday that Netflix is picking up a film that I was in called You Can't Kill Stephen King by Clownfish Production. So you'll be able to go on Netflix and check me out, which is pretty freaking cool. Things are breaking. Things are coming through. And watch for the new film coming out this fall called, well, two of them, Bad Kid and Wendigo Rising. They're both slated to be out this fall. Both of those films have distribution deals looked up right now. They've got distributors wanting to screen them, so they're not sold, but they actually have appointments for distribution screeners. So we're pretty excited about those. That's all coming to this year. And of course, we're heading over to Ireland for a two film slate. They've hired me to act in another film as well. I'll be starring in The Cloning, and I'll be appearing in a film called The Innocents, and it's a western. And we're filming that over there too.
Wow. And I just had a, I mean, that's just amazing with everything you're doing. One more quick question. What is it called? Wendigo Rising? What is it called? Because I know
Wendigo
it was called
Rising.
Something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was called something
else.
It used to be called Frostbite, and there's a girl in there that does some stunts. Her name is Shelly Nunchucks.
We froze that night. I mean, you guys, I give you guys props because over in Lisbon, Maine, they shut down one of the streets so you guys could do all this crazy stuff. They actually had one of the zombie kids, guys, on the side of a truck. You know, you guys driving. It was just so funny. And it's like,
hey, I'll tell
it
you
was
what,
cold.
I'm posting some pictures. I'm posting some pictures today of that film from the set. I got permission from the producers and the director, so I'll be posting
that.
Yeah.
If I'm in any of them, just tag me in something if I'm in any of them, so I can like post it up, and then it's like, because usually what it does, because I'm crazy in the head sometimes. When you do that, and it'll remind me, because I post way too much on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, here's the page to go to check out, you know, Wendigo Rising, because Adam doesn't have.
I'll tag you in something. I don't know if I have any photos of you in there, but they're pretty selective about what they release. But I'll tag you on one of them anyway, so you can see them. No problem.
Oh, I got a picture of you and me.
So you know,
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Just so you know, that film has some big interest in it. I got an email from the West Coast. They came to me. They said, Mr. McLean, we saw it on the IMDb. We're very interested in screening the film. We were impressed with the cast, you and a couple other people. We've been following you. So I'm freaking out because there's a company in California that actually emailed me and wants to see the screener for the film first.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped. So, Bill, thank you so much for joining today. Remember, if you got
You're
any
welcome.
Pitches, tag me on Facebook today, and I look forward to having you as a guest on my show.
You got it. We'll see you later.
All right, Brother Bill, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Oh, my gosh, so many people come in today. I'm so excited I got a pity. I know I'm telling the public that, but this is radio. It's just wonderful, wonderful. I don't have to get dressed. I can be in my pajamas, and I don't have to put on makeup. My hair, it looks like I stuck my finger in the socket. This is just great. Just have to be, nah, just great. This is how Ninja Sunday is. And, oh, boy, I think I got another caller in queue. Hold on one moment. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
What's happening, Shelly?
Is this who I think it is?
Yeah. It's your old friend, Ben, calling in on a Ninja Sunday. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm doing great. See, you got me so excited. Y'all work, I mean, it makes me so hyper. It's just like anything you're involved with, it's just like I'm just totally nuts for.
Well, I'm glad you're doing such a great job of promoting our little movie, and it's a little movie, but you know we are putting a lot of time and effort in it to make it a good little movie. So you know, hopefully folks will like it, and I really want to thank you for being so excited. You know. So,
I can't help it. You guys got, even though it's a short film, the one that you guys will be coming out, and I'm going to have Owen and you guys, when the time is right, as guests on my show, because when I saw it, I was just like, I know I'm not part of it, but I get excited because these are the films I love. I can't help it. I'm not really a girly girl, but when I see stuff like that, you know, that's why I post my reaction, because if you're filming it, you can show, the camera will catch it, you know, and it's just, I let it run with that reaction for the short film, and I know I'm just so glad you called in. Would you be able to tell us about the film a little bit? I don't know what you can talk about it, the name of it and everything, and who's involved.
Well, you know, the film's called Black Salt. It's a short film, but it's actually more than a short film. I think it's basically what we're doing is creating a new category of film that we call a mini feature. Because it has all the trappings of a feature film, you know, the marketing, the style, you know, the look, the feel of it, you know, only it's much shorter. It's a feature film that you could watch in about a half an hour. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a new genre. And plus, you know, everything works out. If it's successful, then, you know, it will be a series and then, you know, hopefully a full-length feature film. But right now it's a mini feature, and it's about an Interpol agent who was orphaned as a young child and then trained by Shaolin monks to be a master of Shaolin Kung Fu. And then later on he grew up and started to work for Interpol, and, you know, now he's on a mission to find this deadly weapon that can lay waste to the world as we know it. You know, that type of stuff. Spy stuff, they're always out to save the world. You know, if you're not saving the world, you're not a spy. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell, but it delves deeper, you know, and everything that I do, I always want to try to, you know, go deeper than just, you know, action. You know, I want, we kind of delve into, you know, a bit of the philosophy of martial arts. You know, and we talk about the, you know, the notion of time, you know, the illusion of time, and, you know, finding your true self, finding, you know, getting in touch with your chi and reconnecting with your trainings and stuff, you know, so there's lessons of morality in there too. So, you know, it's just a cool, ambitious little project that I think people will enjoy. You know, and then plus it's got some, you know, some good action, you know, some kung fu and some gunplay and even a little bit of romance. So,
ooh. Yeah, I think you're just incredible. And for all my listeners out there and people that are going to listen to the show afterwards, if you don't know who Ben Ramsey is, I mean, I just posted him on my page. He's actually the director of Blood and Bone, which starred Michael Jai White. So if you want to look that up, and if you're into that film, then I've got the man here, the man, the myth, the legend, Ben Ramsey.
Yeah, a lot of folks like Blood and Bone, man. That was a popular one for me. And it became a little bit of a cult favorite. So I'm really proud of that work. It was a great experience working with Mike and, you know, the whole team. You know, I'm really proud of that one. So, and you know,
yeah,
hopefully we'll like the new one.
That was a good film. I was gonna say I enjoyed it. I've watched it quite a few times, and it's something where you just don't expect it to have a following. And when I saw it, I was like, man, I really like this. And that's what made me look for you, Ben. I says, I wonder if the director really has anybody involved in this, is because this is stuff that I wanted to, you know, bring attention to on my show, because I don't know what the fan base was at the time, but it seems to keep growing. It's one of those films that people really love to follow. And I says, I wonder if the director, someone, you know, there's so many fake Facebook pages out there. And when I found you, I go, this is not Ben Ramsey. I was like, whoa, and you're very laid back guy. You're hardworking. I even think I saw some editing. You were doing some editing on your page. And I'm going, man, he works his butt off. And it's work. What people don't realize is on film sets and such, people think, you know, oh, it's all glamour and stuff, but truth be told, that the stuff that I've gotten working, it's really work. And by the time you're done with set, whatever you're doing on set or even editing, you know, even off set, all you want to do afterwards with work is go eat and go to bed, and that's it. And it really is work, and I've seen that, the true dedication that you've done with things you've done so far. So I applaud you very much, Ben.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But, you know, even though it is a lot of work, it's, you know, it's doing what I love to do. And, you know, I love making movies, you know. And so when you're doing what you love to do, even though it's a lot of long hours and sleepless nights and you're up all night and sleeping during the day, and, you know, it's still, you know, you're doing what you love. You're doing your, you know, it's doing what you're passionate about. And so there's nothing better in the world. So anybody out there, you know, I I advise you, if there's something that you're passionate about that you love, do that. You know, if you can, do that. Do what you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. You know, you'll always be having
That's
fun.
True. It's very true, and it's, you know, I try to talk to people the best I can, because I think in today's society, what a lot of people are locked into is, like, they think that you get to have the mortgage and this and that, the mortgage on a house for 30 years and all these things, and I think as we get older, it's embedded and programmed into us that dreams are foolish, dreams, you know, that they don't count, but it's part of your soul, and it's like your blood, you know, it keeps you alive, it's your passion, and I try to talk the best as I can, and I'm glad you called in, because, you know, talk about it and working on it. I think our dreams are very, very important, and everybody that has dreams, I mean, what would you say to someone that is going through a hard time, Ben, you know, if they're working on the dreams, what would you tell somebody to help uplift them and inspire them to keep going?
Well, there was, you know, you're going through a hard time. You know, just keep going. There's a quote by Winston Churchill that I like. It said, if you find yourself going through hell, keep going, because eventually you'll get through it. You know, no matter how hard a time is and stuff, you just got to keep on moving. You know, and nothing, you know, nothing is great. Nothing is good comes easy. You know, that's the truth of the matter, is that, you know, hard times are inevitable. And when you go through hard times and you come through all right, it makes you better. It makes you stronger. It makes you smarter. It makes you, you know, more seasoned and better at what you do. So, don't worry about hard times. Because hard times aren't forever.
Yeah, that's true. And
you make it. you can let that your comfort.
Yeah, you go out of your comfort zone, and I think that anybody that's whatever type of artist they are, because even editing, what people don't realize, what goes into making the films, is it's not just the actors, it's the circle of people that work and everything. Even people that work as craft, that feed the actors. There's so many things that are involved in making a film, what people don't really realize. And for me, growing up, I've always liked action films, and I can't wait for the short film to come out. I'm sitting here all the way on the other side of the United States, and I'm just, I mean, where can you go so people can see the little teaser trailer? And I know why they call it a teaser, because they tease you about, you know, have to wait. So with the new short film, where can people look it up then?
Oh, you can just go to YouTube, go to my channel, Ben Ramsey, Ben Ramsey's channel on YouTube. There's several different Ben Ramseys, but you'll know mine. Mine has all the movie stuff on it. And we just posted a clip, an exclusive scene from the movie just last week. So you can see about a short little 3-minute scene, and you know, some you know, a couple of action shots and a couple of new scenes that we didn't have on the last teaser. So yeah, look for that. It's called Black Salt Exclusive Clip. And you can find it on YouTube or at Ben Ramsey. subscribe.
I'm so excited. Get prepared. Maybe sometime today there might be a reaction. Warn Owen. It's all you guys thought to tease me. I'll have to take my reaction. It's just, I get so excited. I'm just like, oh, you know, I can't help it, because these are the things, the films that I really love. And I appreciate it. You know, people like yourself, and it was, I think at the time I was going through a very hard time, and why I keep blood and bone in my heart and like it is, like, in my time of my life, I was going through a really hard time, and I saw blood and bone, and I'm very thankful for filmmakers out there because of your work, Ben, and everybody that works on film sets. You've inspired me so much, because for a while I can sit and I can watch films and just forget and decompress, And even if people get beat up, you know, there's beatings in the, you know, in a martial arts film, but you guys take me out of the zone where my head is so frazzled, and sometimes you help reset my thoughts and going, that was inspirational. Even like, you know, you filming when Michael J. White does, you know, his famous, he gets up in the air, he flies, he does the double kick, and it's almost like a three kick in the air. And I look at it and I'm going, how does he do that? How does he fly? And it's like, these are things that come into mind. I analyze the films, but in a good way. And I'm like, man, that stuff, I just love it. So for a little while, for filmmakers like yourself, you take me out of the zone. That helps me. I don't know if it's therapeutic or something, but your work gives me hope in my own dreams and stuff. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Shelley. I mean, that's, you know, one of the best things that a filmmaker can hear is that, you know, that you know, the work that you do is making somebody's life, you know, better. I mean, just for, you know, maybe a couple of hours or a couple of minutes, you know, out of the day, that you can brighten up somebody's life. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, that's what we're in this for, is to, you know, just to make people happy. You know, I don't know so much if it's making the world a better place, but it's, you know, if it makes a few people happy and gets somebody through the day and brightens up somebody's day, then, you know, you know, then that makes me happy. So I'm glad to hear that. And, you know, just know, you know, whatever hard time that you're going through, you know, everything, it's all a learning process. It's all a process of, you know, just getting through life. You know, life is always going to throw you some curves. And, you know, you live through them, and then you learn from them, and it makes you stronger, and it makes you better. So, you know, whatever hard times you're going through, just keep on going. You know, you'll get through it.
No, because seriously, Ben, sometimes I'm just like, you know, you say F it, like screw it. Like, this is how I get sometimes, because it's like if you have a bad day and it's like, I'm not going to do anything else. I'm going to go veg and watch a couple of films. That's exactly like, okay, I've decompressed. Now let's get back to being what I'm doing. And because of that, along my way, my journey, like I'm almost been on the air for 3 years and I've done almost 200 shows. You've been a guest, and because of people helping me and inspiring me, I'm going to be doing a bigger show through Dragon Network with Eric Lee. So it's like I had him on my show, and because it's like a circle. Like, it seems like in my circle, everybody that's inspired me to keep going is actually helping me to build a ladder, you know, go up every step on my ladder to my success. So I think, you know, people like yourself and guests on my show, you've inspired me for my own success. So that's another thing I want to thank you for. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. I'm glad that I could. I'm glad that I can be of assistance. And maybe later on down the line, you know, if it's cool with on, I'll give you a personal exclusive sneak preview of the movie before anybody else sees. You know, as soon as we get it done, I'll send you a link with a private password. You can check it out, and you can be one of the first people to see it.
Oh my gosh! You know, it just popped into my head. I don't know if it was Eddie Murphy or something, and he was doing some comedy when he was like a little kid. It's like, I got some ice cream. You ain't got no ice cream. I'm like, na 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 na. I'm sitting here going, I get to watch the film. La 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 la. Na 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 na. I'm excited now. Tell Owen we gotta schedule. You know, I've been trying to get you guys on the show together, whoever, any of the other actors and stuff involved. I think it's been over a year now, so I think it's time to get you guys on my show, who's ever available, and I'll write to you and see if we can set up a time.
Okay. All righty. Well, I would like to, you know, get a little bit further on with the you know, we're getting some effects work done right now. So as soon as that gets done, then I want to cut a new trailer. So that's what I wanted. That's what we're waiting on. So when we cut the exclusive trailer. That one was a teaser. The one we have out now is an exclusive clip. And so when I get the final trailer, that will be the one that we put out before we release the finished film. So that would be a good time to have us on, and we can chat, and then we
arrange
for your own private screening there.
I'm so excited. I'll be grabbing popcorn. I'll be cuddling with my little two kitties, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa. We're going to be excited. I hope I don't scare them too much when I get excited, because I jumped up on the bed a couple of times before watching some of your stuff that they actually jumped off the bed. I scared them.
Oh, man, I don't want to scare the kitties.
No, they're just like, Mama's crazy. Mama's nuts. So thank you so much, Ben. And before I let you go, because I know it's like very thankful for you for calling in today, what is the quote that you say? I want you to end on this note, the quote from Black Salt film that you always say.
Oh, yeah, put it in your spice rack. Black Salt.
Yeah.
Put it in your spice rack.
Love it, love it, love it. I got you saying that live on my show, and now it's going to be recorded. Thank you so much.
All righty. Okay. You have a great Ninja Sunday, Shelly. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay, you too. Have a good Ninja Sunday. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, this ended up being a great, great show. I usually do my show at 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and I originally had a guest set up internationally, and it just didn't work out. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to wing it. And it's so nice. I'm so thankful for people calling in. So if there's any artists out there that are listening, there's a call-in number. There's 347-989-1473. So if there's anybody that is an artist that wants to actually call in and talk about their dreams, talk about their goals. So I'm sitting here just looking at the people actually emailing me, and the cats have finally calmed down. Very, very. Someone just sent me one of those little stickers on Facebook. It's really cute. It's this little blue thing. You know, I don't know if people know what I'm talking about, but you can send these stickers. They're cartoons, and somebody sent this really, really cute little blue thing laughing, and it's like really adorable. I don't know. I sound like a big little kid, but I'm trying to think about today. I was like some of the promos that I usually do in the beginning of the show. I'm bringing up once again the Sarah Joy Foundation. Let me bring this up here. And this, once again, the Sarah Joy Foundation, what that is, I had Cardiac on my show earlier, and it was actually his sister-in-law that had passed away. And if you hear a song that I play, Back for Y'all, which I'm going to be playing again, and I actually opened up the show with, was Eric. And Eric was the man who lost his wife, Sarah Joy, to cancer, to terminal cancer. And you can go and check out the foundation. It's the Sarah Joy Foundation. And we actually know where the money's going. It's part of my extended family, and it actually goes towards really for the foundation. And it's not something to help cure cancer, but people that are dealing with terminal cancer, this is something that could maybe help pay for bills, help with an outing and such. And on the page info itself, I believe this is Eric who had written this on the long description. And I read this every time, and usually I read it in the beginning of the show. It's just like one of these shows today where doing a lot of winging it. And once again, this is the Sarah Joy Foundation, which you can actually go to Facebook. The Sarah Joy Foundation, as a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and a husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in her last year did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love, the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of the spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So if anybody want to check that out, the Sarah Joy Foundation is on Facebook, and you will see Eric and his two sons on the little profile picture. And the Sarah Joy Foundation on the main cover page is the branch with pinkish white flowers. So you know that's the exact foundation. So any contributions, any donations will be greatly appreciated. So go and check that out, and I think you'll be able to see past fundraisers for that page. So please do check that out. And Mountain Man, thank you for joining there. I actually know Mountain Man. I've known him for quite a few years now. He just put a little ninja thing in the chat room there. So hi again to Mountain Man, and thanks for listening to my shows. Appreciate it. And everyone that does listen and support, thank you so much. And one thing is being – you know, working on the show, I guess you can say it was practice for the bigger picture. And I've had, you know, I've been on the air for about 3 years now. Well, in August 1st, I'll have to correct myself, I'm wrong about that. Well, almost for 3 years. On August 1st, I'll be on the air for 3 years. And I've done almost 200 shows. And the great thing is not only, you know, helping people and talk about their dreams and trying to go international, because I did have someone on my last Sunday show, I have someone from Austria, Claudia, and also a man, John, from India on my show. So I'm trying to go international into different countries. They were on my show last week, and it was a blessing to be able to connect, and it has been growing my show. So what's been going on is I've been getting people from Hollywood on my show and connecting people, you know, not just acting, but mostly in the stunt martial arts world. One man that I connect with, his name was Eric Lee. And I post about, you know, his biography, and he's done much in the world, and he's a very highly respected human being. So I had him on my show, and I've known him for a while now, and he had asked me to launch a bigger show through his Dragon Network. And it's so funny that it's like my biggest dream was to work with Jackie Chan. The thing is, people are so right, and now I take so – for me, I'm kind of thick-headed, the truth be told, and I don't listen to people sometimes. It takes me a long time to get things. And people say it's the journey. Did not get what people were telling me. I said, I just want to work with Jackie Chan, blah, 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 this and that. The thing is, with the radio show, it turned into something where I didn't know what the heck I was doing. Honest to God, when I first had the show, I had no clue what I was doing. But it seems like as I'm getting guests more and more, connecting with people who are successful like Eric Lee, and I feel very honored. He had asked me to launch a show with another beautiful woman, and I hope I don't butcher her name. I know I have a Boston accent. Her name is Joycelyn Liu. I hope I said her name right. But she is actually this very beautiful woman. She's even worked with Jackie Chan. In a film, and I'm sitting here going, I have to watch it. I have to get some way to download. I think it was Battle Creek in 1980, and I'm like, no way. So I'll be launching a show in the future, and I'm very, very excited about that. So let's see. How much more time do I have left? I think I got about 20 minutes. Let's see. I'm going to play once again, Back for You All by Sacrifice, and I'll be back.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user need a pad. Never could have kicked a habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage waiting to perform, working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps tracks like my scars, and my raps like the battle axe. Rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking rippers, pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer, and my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, and I'm back, and I just want to do two more things. I'm just typing on my Facebook page here. And the Beagle Freedom Project. Now, for myself, I hope to someday adopt a beagle. And the reason why I'm so much into this is because, you know, thinking of adopting a beagle, who I'm reserving a great name for and will call the dog Bruce Lee. What people don't really realize is that beagles are the most experimented dogs out of all race of dogs, because they're very docile and very forgiving of what people do to them. So some beagles are actually born in laboratories and never feel like grass beneath their feet, and they're actually born like in wired cages and such. So I just wanted to start reading a promo from this. And what it is that they're expensive, not just with medical things like pills and stuff. And I have seen the actual videos underground, and they're very horrific to look at. They actually put drugs and stuff in the beagles, and, you know, needles and everything like that. The thing is, what I really, really ticks me off is about what they do to beagles is cosmetics. There's no need in this, on this earth, to experiment on animals at all with cosmetics, which is, it just drives me up the wall, because, I mean, how vain are we that we have to test on animals so that we look good? I think that's utterly disgusting for what, you know, cosmetics. I mean, really, do we really have to do that for animals of all things? It, you know, it's bad enough that we do experimentations with medical things and we do those things to animals, but I mean, cosmetics, we really have to do that to animals. There's really no need for it. So just to see on here, to bring up Beagle Freedom Project, and they had listed on their page on Facebook that they – people cannot see all their posts, and that's what they ask people to share it. And there's these really horrific pages on Facebook where you sit there and you go, why are these pages allowed to be on there when it's not anything but there's cruel pages making fun of people and stuff like that? The Beagle Freedom Project actually is helping. So why not talk about this more and allow the freedom for people to see that? And what the Beagle Freedom Project is, the project of ARME, Animal Rescue Media and Education, a nonprofit 501c3 dedicated to rescuing animals in need and making educational films exposing animal abuse industries in order to educate and change public perception to save lives and end animal exploitation. Beagle Freedom Project is dedicated to saving as many beagles from laboratories as possible. To that end, BFP reaches out to laboratories that test and experiment on beagles and asks for their release so that they may be given a chance at life. All the rescues are legal. practices, they do work with that. And if people can, please check that out. Definitely, definitely check that out. That would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Mountain Man, for that. Okay, now, what was the last thing I wanted to do to bring up on here? Okay, where did it go? I wanted to post something, and I don't even know where it went. Where'd you go? Let's see. There's a man that I do call another one of my film brothers that inspires me. I mentioned the show today with this song, Inspiration. So I'm definitely posting this right now on my Facebook. Let's see. Posting it. And I just want to thank everybody for calling in and supporting the Shelly Ninchuk Show. And I look forward to having great guests on my show. So here I am ending the show. Everybody, thank you once again. And this is Inspiration by Jay Giannone.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.